Doink.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you know, it's Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
This podcast is a stimulating member of thefreaknetwork.com.
With a destiny, and that destiny plan is set, and it's going to develop in our lives, and it's going to unfold, and it's unfolding every day of our lives. What happens is as we grow into adults and we start using our own minds, we start thinking that we're the creators of our destiny. Yeah. And we start creating with our thought process, which is limited. We could never begin to create a life that is already, it's like there's two roads working against us. There's destiny that our heart is drawn to. Your heart controls your feelings, Martha, and your heart is drawing you towards your destiny every second of the day. Every second that you are alive, your heart is pulling you with its feelings towards your destiny. What happens is our head is thinking every moment of the day also. What a reading helps you do is it helps you to loosen your fear syndrome, to quiet the fear syndrome, and it helps you to go with what you feel and what you think, to blend the two together. So that you...
Quite a bit of meditation to do that.
Well, you really don't. I can assure you of that. What it is it's practice. Every day of your life, there's just a point that you let go.
Yeah.
And you realize you can't control other people. And you realize that other people cannot control you. This year, there's problems with relationships. And there's problems with people, even in their jobs and careers, because that inner self won't shut up this year. It's like it just keeps gnawing and gnawing, that little voice inside self. It's got control this year. That's why we've just got to quiet ourselves, let go, listen, and respond to what it is we're feeling, and go with what it is you're feeling. Stop second-guessing yourself. You're wearing yourself down, Martha, with a lot of second guesses. What you've got to understand is you've had a really difficult 10 years. This isn't just this year that's coming after you or that's causing problems or giving you worry. It's the last 10 years. There's been a lot of things at work in the last 10 years. You went through a great many changes in the last 10 years.
Yeah, you're right.
And they've been very painful ones. You've had losses. You've had you know, emotional upheaval. Every time you turned around, nothing would stay glued together.
Right.
And it's like your home is the place that you operate out of. That's the place where you get all of your inspiration from, so to speak, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now the home is in a complete turmoil.
Right.
It's like you used to be able to go to work and come home, and when you came home, that was a sense of normalcy, okay? And you had a sense of control. But you're feeling like even your home front is out of control right now. And, you know, you're just feeling really, really scared at this point in your life. And consequently, that's why you're reaching outside yourself. You've always handled your own life. You've always handled your own problems. You would not even discuss your problems with friends. It's like you would listen to their problems and you would help them with their problems, but you basically never have placed your problems on their doorstep. Isn't this true?
Well, I'm talky, but I don't usually expose.
Not what's going on in your life. The inner fears, you never bring them out. This year you're bringing them out because you're feeling like they're coming to surface in your life, okay? I don't know why, but in September, Martha, everything started coming apart at the seams as far as your life is concerned.
Yeah, it did.
You know, somewhere after the 12th of September, it's like there were signs in July and August that things weren't right. But in September, everything opened up. It's like a huge earthquake. Everything opened up. And old wounds opened up and new wounds were formed. And honey, right now you're like living with a great many battle scars. Is this true?
Yeah. It really started last April.
I know. But it didn't matter. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
You have a way of putting things someplace. Let me tell you, first of all, the things that you will go into, what is wrong in your life and how you're going to deal with those things. But first of all, you've got to go into you. You've got to start separating you and becoming a person. Not somebody's wife, not someone's mother, not someone's employee. But there's a Martha that is lost inside of you at this time, who is seeking to get out. Can you understand that, Martha? Now, you're afraid of allowing her to come out because you're afraid of what she will say. You're afraid of what she will do in your life because she is like Katie barred the door. She's got a mouth on her, and she wants to really let the world know. It's like the things in your previous months, you've placated people. Because you didn't want disruption and you didn't want a lot of destruction. You were afraid of destroying what even little bit that you held on to. Does that make sense, Martha?
Yeah, somewhat. With the relationship with my spouse, I said lot. I might have a lot.
But you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And you've had to been with this man maybe 20 years.
Pardon me?
Have you been with this in about 20 years, Martha?
No, only about 10. And he was incarcerated for a lot of that.
Was he supposed to be away for 20?
Yep. But he got out after 15.
I know, but it's like, you know, there's 20. He's out, but there still has to be that other 5 holding over him somewhere.
Yeah, and that's what normally people say, it takes 5 years.
Okay, because I just felt like this man was held in a 20-year ozone, okay? And because he was prisoner for 20 years, you were prisoner for 20 years.
I didn't know him till 10 years ago.
I know, but it's like, Linda, when you marry someone, all right, or you take someone's life into your own, you're taking their karma at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's why they tell you always to be very, very careful about what you choose in life, because when you take on another individual, you're taking on their karma. And, you know, you're living, if you are living with them, you're living their karma also.
Yep.
So, honey, those years that he was in prison, he's made you pay for. Do you see what I'm saying to you? It didn't make any difference whether you were only been with him 10 years. The effect of those years have made him who he is today. And I don't know why, but he was a liar. Do you know what I mean? It's like he lied to himself. He made believe that he could change. He made believe that it wasn't bothering him, that it wouldn't affect him. But that whole lifestyle, the past 20 years, are coming home to roost right now.
Yes, they are.
And I can assure you, it's not over yet. This man is like a time bomb, Martha. You got into this situation because you had such low self-esteem. You didn't belong in this situation from word go. People didn't want you in this situation from word go. Isn't this true, Martha?
No. See, that's just what's real weird. There was a whole lot of spiritual stuff under our coming together.
I know.
It wasn't anything to do with either one of us.
I know, but what I'm talking about is friends had to be very leery of this situation.
They were at first, and then when they got to know him, they thought he was wonderful too.
Because Let me tell you something, Martha. The sense of spirituality and the sense of being in tune to spirit, it works two ways.
Mm-hmm.
It needs constant development every day.
Right.
Sometimes people use spirituality as a hiding place.
Yeah,
it's like
you did.
And they want to believe in something, and they will take it and then hide in it. Do you see what I'm saying? Yet the whole time they're practicing it, it's like I believe 150%. It isn't something that I just speak. It's something I live. It isn't something that I do as a profession. It's something I live as a life at the same time. He was doing it, but not living it. Do you see what I'm saying? He was wanting it because he was wanting that peace of mind that you get from it. He was trying to escape what the other half of his brain was thinking. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
So even though it was real...
It appeared that he lived it for about 7 years, though.
And he did. And it was real. But can you imagine living it simultaneously?
No.
You know, it's like there's two levels of it.
Yeah.
In his real life, he was living it and he was feeling it. But at the same time, there was always something knee-deep in him that was scaring him, saying, this isn't real. It isn't real.
Right.
Here's what you really want. Here's what you really need. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like he was at total conflict with it. And I just feel like everything came to a head and burst open.
Yeah.
And he was introduced to some other people. Now, let me tell you that you're not just dealing with him. If you were just dealing with him, the two of you could work this out. But there's other people involved in this now.
Yeah.
There's friends of his that have,
you're absolutely right.
Acquaintances that have stepped in that have made it almost impossible for you to communicate with this man.
We can't. He's not been here since mid-October, and we. Every time he opens his mouth now, he lies to me.
Because, you see, he has fallen in with a group of people who say, hey, wait a minute. You know, that's nice, but... So it's kind of like he's lost to the other inside of himself. You see, this was a year that inner self was going to come out, Martha, and that's actually what has happened with him, is that person that he submerged. You know the person that went to jail?
Mm-hmm.
That person who, through being taken out of the world, could change.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who was that way before he went in there, how the world affected him,
yeah,
can only be changed if he doesn't have to exist in the world.
Oh, brother.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, he had a terrible, terrible life as a youth.
Exactly.
Terrible.
And that may sound like it's like from the time he was 5 years old.
Exactly.
Someone has wanted to take advantage of him.
That's
and someone
exactly
has,
when it started.
I know. And someone has, so it's like from the ages of 5 through 13, he didn't have any control over his own life. He was a victim to circumstances,
yes,
and he was a victim to life. For those years.
Yes,
so those years are in his brain somewhere. They're part of his programming. And when he was out of the world, he could reprogram himself,
yes,
because
he
found peace. He had to in order to find a peaceful place to live, in order to exist within those walls. Rather than go stir crazy and totally insane and become rotten by the system, he decided to become productive with inside of himself.
He's brilliant.
He's a marvelous man. He could have been a minister.
Yeah, his areas of interest were philosophy, psychology, and possibly going to seminary.
Exactly. And that's where he was.
It's like it's a Jekyll Hyde.
But what it is
who is not anybody I ever knew.
It isn't what he's turned into. Let me explain something to you, Martha. What he's doing is he's working through these emotions. Everybody this year is separating and going inside themselves. All of this started in January with him. You had to feel some distance coming from him. It's like it moved very, very slowly. It only got momentum in July. It was like it got momentum and speed in July, but it moved very, very slowly. Now, Martha, what is going on here is he's got to go in and exercise his own demon, so to speak, okay? It's like I know what is wrong inside of me. This space that he has taken from you is important. Take the space and use it yourself also.
I need to. It's not that I want him to come home. It's just that I...
You would not even you wouldn't have courted this man who he is today.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't have even, this would not have been phantomized in your life.
No.
What it is you were brought into his life as an opportunity. With you, he could have put his life together and had the life that taken his youth and learned from it and helped others. It would have served as an instructional type of thing, all right?
He has, to a point.
Exactly, but now what has happened is he has turned on himself.
Yep.
He has, the old guilt's come back because he thought that he may be guilty. It's like he has guilt. Exactly. But I mean, the old guilts of the youth, do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Those are all coming back. So what it is, Martha, you've got to just keep distance. Allow this man to go whatever way he needs to go. Put some space and distance between the two of you. It's kind of like blessing him and freeing him, sending him on his way. Allow him to go on his way, all right?
Yes.
Because you cannot, he is polluting your environment at this time. Everything that you feel and everything that you think is being shaken to its barest core. You're like a raw nerve. Your health is falling. Your health is starting to show, the strain of these past 3 months. Now, you have to sort of let him go his way. I'm not talking about divorce right now. I don't believe you can talk about divorce right now.
I'm getting real close to needing to do that.
Well, you'll do that the first of the year, okay? This isn't the timing to see a lawyer. You're emotionally not set.
Right.
There's still so much love, and there's so much anger, there's so much hurt. You'd be wasting your money and your time by seeing an attorney today. Now, what you can do is you can see the attorney, you can get a lineup, but honey, it's going to be at least about the 15th, 17th of January before you will actually file. You have to do things in your own timing, in your own way.
I know. Part of it was, the relationship when it was good was like a love I've never known in my life.
But honey, that's what it was about. What this man did, look at your own life. You were always responsible.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You were so responsible that your life was absorbed being responsible for so many lives.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I was a single parent for 10 years. I had 3 children.
And responsible. But when you were a single parent, you were very young. Women your age were enjoying careers, and they were enjoying frivolous things and travel. And you had responsibility as a really young person.
Yeah,
and what happened is you got bogged down. Life cheated you out of your youth, so to speak. This man stepped back in, and what he gave you back was your girlhood.
Yeah.
He gave you back your youth. He gave you back that shyness, that you know what I'm saying? It's like he gave all of that back to you.
Uh-huh.
Now all of a sudden, he's not there. All right? And it's like you're thinking, my God, that was all a lie. Why have it if it was a lie?
Right, that's exactly what I thought.
You give that thought process up, because what God does is God gives us and shows us that there is something after this. There is something. He shows us every day of our lives that there's life after death. There's people who will grieve people who have crossed over all of their lives rather than embrace them on the other side and know that they're still in your life.
I believe that.
Oh, honey,
that's a problem for me.
But what I'm saying is, there are those of us who stay so lost in grief and so lost in emotion that we won't even entertain. We will cheat ourselves out of knowing that and feeling that and having that in our life. This man opened your heart again.
Yes.
What he did is he brought everything back to life. He gave you a blood transfusion, a life blood transfusion. That's it's not going to end if he leaves tomorrow. It's not going to end if he comes back tomorrow. You now know that life has many possibilities. Life brought him into your life, and if God should take this man out of your life because he cannot grow with you, then God will replace him with someone who can grow with you. That I know for a fact. You're not meant to live alone, and you won't live alone.
Yeah, I don't think I am either.
But what you're meant to live with is soulmate.
Yeah.
And I believe that what this man did, what God has done with this man, is to prime you for a soulmate. Rather than have a soulmate enter into your life and with all of the emotional abuse that you went through, all right, with the previous relationship, all God did really was to, it's like, I believe this man was a primer, okay? Because I think he's lost to you. I don't know why, but I just feel like this man is going to wind back up in prison.
Yeah, I'm afraid he is too.
And I just don't...
He's lost to himself.
I know, but it's like when he was with you, he knew who he was.
Yeah, he did.
But now he's not with you, he doesn't have the identity anymore.
No.
So he has become what he used to be. And I'm afraid to say this, but at some point in time, this man may have been a thief.
No, he killed a child. He was a terrible thief when he was a youngster.
But what I'm saying is right now, I think that he is reverting to the thief stage of his life.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
I don't believe in his right mind he would ever take another life. He's never gotten over taking that one.
No, he hasn't.
And that's...
It's a horrible...